Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 29. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." I'm blessed to believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Some news is so wonderful, we have a hard time believing it is true. You won the prize. I can't believe it. You are going to Disney World. No way! If someone told you this news, you may need some proof to believe it. However, when the prize is placed into your hand or you are standing in front of Cinderella's castle at Disney, then you believe and rejoice. Thomas, Jesus' disciple, knew how that felt. He saw Jesus tortured and hung on the cross. The soldiers pierced the side of Jesus, proving he was dead. Friends buried Jesus and closed the tomb. Jesus' disciples were sad and scared and locked in a room. Suddenly, Jesus showed up, alive. But Thomas was not there to see this glorious event. When his friends shared the amazing news that Jesus was alive, Thomas just couldn't believe. It was too good to be true. Thomas said he would need to see and feel Jesus to believe this wonderful news. Jesus loved Thomas and wanted him to believe, so Jesus gave Thomas exactly what he needed. 1 week later, the risen Jesus appeared to Thomas. When Thomas saw Jesus, he believed and rejoiced. We have not seen Jesus with our own eyes, so why should we believe in him? Here's why. The Bible was written so we can believe what we have not seen. Sometimes our faith is weak, and we wonder if everything in the Bible can be true. Like Thomas, we doubt. The same God who loved Thomas and gave him exactly what he needed loves us, and he gives us everything we need to believe and go to heaven. The Holy Spirit comes to us in baptism and creates faith. Every time we hear God's word, the Holy Spirit is right there and assures us, yep, it's all true. Jesus rose from the dead. He conquered death for you. In our Bible reading, Jesus said we are blessed because we believe in him even though we do not see him. He promises that one day when we die, we will see him with our own eyes. Then we will know with our eyes what we now know with our hearts. Jesus is our risen Lord and Savior. Believe and rejoice. We rejoice with prayer. Dear Jesus, how grateful we are that you always give us what we need. When we doubt your love for us, come to us in your word and make us strong again. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.